recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Fat Lip, Fat Lip. Yeah, check it out. We at the Lion Hotel with Full Service Radio. Yeah. I'm a music dude, man. I'm gonna be doing this. What else am I gonna do? No, seriously. No, I'm asking. No, you know what I'm saying? Fat Lip, Fat Lip, F-A-T-L-I-P, West Coast representative, formerly of the Far Side, currently at the Lion Hotel, about to get down on the ones and twos. Shout out to Stone Stove, Peanut Butter Wolf, K-Tim, Odyssey. I was actually born in the jungles where they filmed Training Day, but I moved when I was 4, so I'm not a gangster. I grew up in the Miracle Mile. I went to Fairfax High School, so I got style. But if you're talking about L.A., when hip-hop first came to L.A., you're talking about K-Day, when it was on AM, Uncle Jam's Army, Ultra Wave. It was a huge movement, like all the high schools in L.A. had this dance movement. Everybody was dancers, and they had these dance competitions and dance groups. It wasn't breakdancing, because hip-hop wasn't out here then, but we were still dancing to Kraftwerk and Planet Rock and all of these things. This was 85, so that's what we was on. And this, we was in high school, you know what I mean? And then, you know, K-Day introduced us to all, you know, Gangstar and Public Enemy and EPMD, and that was the wave. Hip-hop was a wave, a tidal wave in Los Angeles in 85. You know what I'm saying? If you was breathing in 85 and you was like 18, 19, 20 years old, you were a hip-hop head. And that's all that mattered. We was going to thrift stores and buying Pee Wee Herman suits and turtlenecks. And we actually used to use relaxers on our hair and like wear what they used to call conks. You know what I'm saying? You ever see Malcolm X, the movie Malcolm X? He had a conk. You know what I'm saying? Shit was slick back. You know what I'm saying? Relaxers. We had relaxers and creepers. Doc Martin creepers. That's what, how we was rocking, and we was dancing, and we was nerdy, but at the same time, everybody else knew we was on to something, and that's kind of like always what we was. We was like the nerdy guys that always had something going on, to even where even the hustlers, whatever you was, a gangster, a hustler, whatever you was, you was like, oh, okay, these dudes got something going on, you know what I mean? When I was really young, you know, you just used to listen to the radio, and so it was pop music. I used to like Paul McCartney and Wings. I used to love Pat Benatar. That was the first concert I went to, was a Pat Benatar concert. I used to love rock, classic rock, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, that type shit. You know what I mean? That was a really good era. Of course, the Eagles and you know what I mean? Like, that was a really good era. My mom was a school teacher, and her school was right next to the Coliseum. I guess it's called Sound Central. And when we picked her up from work, the Rolling Stones had a concert at the Coliseum. That's what wanted me to get into showbiz, performance. Like, that shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, AC/DC, Angus Young. Like, and I don't know if you know, like, when I first came out, even before Far Side, my style was... I dressed like a nerd on purpose. Like, I kind of got my style from, you know, Angus Bates, and he had the schoolboy style. I was going to, like, auditions, and, like, I was dressed like that. I used to wear, you know, ties and, like, Oxford shit, you know what I mean? And then Boyz II Men came out and kind of, like, whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It took me a while to appreciate where I was from. First place I ever went was New York. We were performing, and I wanted to move to New York and shit like that. But it's just like any city. Like, so it's like, what is it? It's just the people you know, the cliques you run with. We're gonna go to Melrose. You know what I mean? We're gonna chill out on Melrose. Are we gonna go to the beach? Nah, not necessarily. We're just gonna go to Melrose, and then we're gonna go to one of the clubs, and then we're gonna go to the after hours, and then. That's really all we got to do, because that's the experience right there, you know? Like, it's funny because I've been knowing, there's people that I've known just through club life for literally 25 years. We're here right now. We're at a club right now. It's Sunday. Knowing damn well we should be at church. We at a club. Yeah, I mean, I keep up with everything. The new wave is, you know, what they want to call mumble rap. But, you know what I mean? That's like, nah. They got something going on. It's a whole new wave. I honestly believe since 2012, a golden era in hip-hop has been going on since around 2012. I mean, because here's the thing. If you think about the first instrument is what? The voice. And then, so no, there's no guitars, there's no drummers, but you know what? It's the voice. And these dudes are really using their voice. They're not really sampling. They don't have the help of Bob James. They don't have the help of James Brown to sample shit. And they're still selling out the Anaheim Stadium. They tried to call it mumble, but you got to really look at it for what it is. And then it's like, you got to give credit what credit's due. It's like, for me, being from the 90s, I knew one of the setbacks was just like, if you was gonna sing, you gotta make a joke out of it. Because we was so hard, and the 90s was hard, you know what I mean? And I think that's important, because why wouldn't you wanna sing? Why wouldn't you wanna sing? I love Travis Scott, I love Drake. I feel like Drake is incredible. I'll just leave it at that.